welcome to the Popping Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick on the mic.
What?
Sorry.
Okay, look. Don't make fun of my wife's Twitter handle.
Oh, I wasn't.
Don't be a prick, okay?
I wasn't.
Don't do that.
I was saying on the mic because I was literally on top
okay.
of the mic.
Okay, all right, cool kid. All right,
I'm the
whatever.
Coolest.
Anyway, we're going to cut right to the chase because we have to because the chase is indeed sitting across the table from us about to enjoy some amazing breakfast. Mr. Jeff Bogle from OWTK. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Did you say OBTK?
Did I?
OBTK? It sounded like it.
He called me Chase and got my website wrong. I don't know.
Wait.
I'm Chase from the
OB1 Kenobi, right?
I'm Chase from the OBTK podcast.
OBTK.
With a Z.
With a Z. OBTK
Z. Z. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for having me to this lovely establishment.
Thanks
guys.
For coming out, man. Really appreciate it.
It's bustling.
It's a little, yeah. That's a good word. That's a good word. Good job. I'm proud of you. Good work.
I'm a writer for a living, in case.
Oh, that's right.
In case you didn't know that.
We're a Pop and Dad's Vocab podcast. It's SAT prep. How long, kids?
SAT prep 101. Yeah.
That would be the worst prep for SAT ever.
Bustling.
What? Define bustling.
Could you use that in a sentence? Busy-ish.
Describe bustling in 3 sentences or more.
Can I get the Latin root, please?
Right.
So first, hey, I want to say happy anniversary to you guys.
Oh, thank you. So
I got you a little something.
I noticed another box.
It's a box.
I thought you might
it's
have.
A box. I made this for you. Well, I had it made for you.
Oh,
it
man.
Is the
oh my god,
official
wow.
Poppin' Bottles. No, so first anniversary, traditional,
awesome.
Traditional gift for first anniversary is paper.
Right.
Or paper mache or paper dolls. I was going to have paper dolls made of you guys.
Right.
I thought that would be really cool. But the modern gift for first anniversary are clocks.
Wow.
So I was like, I'm a modern guy, and so I'm going to make you a clock to commemorate your first year.
We'll be posting that
I'm
soon.
Tweeting
oh, look at that.
If my Twitter works in here.
And you also, on one of your episodes, you talked about having like a plaque.
Okay. Right.
So you can just bring that and just like set it up. You can put it up.
Right in front of the
right
rooster.
In front of people's aren't.
You went rooster. See, I was thinking you were going to say something about
that. Hey, you know.
Actually, funny story about rooster decor.
Yeah.
My mom always had a ton in her kitchen in her old place before she got remarried.
Way.
And so it's just like roosters everywhere.
Yeah.
And so my sister's ex-boyfriend and then my other sister's now husband, anytime they'd walk, I'm like, Colleen, what's with all the cocks in your kitchen? And then when she married my stepdad, we walk in his house for the first time and he has them in there too. So at their wedding, all 4 kids in my family did a bit of a speech. And my brother was like, I thought it was kind of weird. And I was like, Paul, what's with all the cocks in your kitchen?
Right.
So it's fitting. But this is...
That's
freaking
awesome.
Where did you make this by hand?
Yes. I have a glass shop.
Out back. Yeah. Nobody knows about your secret passion.
No, it's on Zazzle. I just threw it together. Thought it'd be nice. The minute you guys, I heard you guys on that episode, I'm like, I looked up with the Hallmark. I'm like, what's the gift for first anniversary?
That's awesome, man.
Clock is the modern gift, so.
Now we have to fight to see who takes it home.
I was just going to
say... You have joint custody. You guys can share. You get every other weekend.
We'll work it out, yeah.
Well, every weekend it's here.
I'll tell you what, there's an empty hook on the wall right next to you.
We'll just
hang it up here. Yeah.
Boom.
Why not? So besides...
Yeah, but, I mean, their name's on it, so like they should appreciate
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
I put their name on it.
You know what? I'm going to ask George then.
You should.
Where is he? I'll call him. Yeah. By the way,
out of chocolate milk. That was good.
See,
I start drinking your
that's why I say tall glass because they really need to lay into the milk.
Yeah.
Should mention real quick, thank you to George and Shorty Sunflower Cafe for hosting us for the third week. Not straight, but because we went to Boston Diner the other day. But thank you very much.
It was the opposite of here.
Right.
It was dead.
It was quiet. The food was meh.
Because
it's a Boston Diner.
Yeah.
You know? It's been around since the 70s, and they haven't changed much about it, including the ingredients. I think just came out of a
some
can.
Some of the supplies, actually, are the original stash.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I'm just staring at this.
So besides your love of craft making, obviously, and your
Zazzle.
The glass shop you have out back,
mm-hmm.
nicknamed Zazzle for all intents and purposes,
yeah.
you just started another podcast.
I did.
Craziness.
I just found myself with too much time on my hands.
Right.
So what's something else I can do that nobody's going to know about?
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been doing, how long have you been doing the Kids Music Monthly?
OWTK Kids Music Monthly is two-ish years old.
Okay. Right.
Or so. I skipped a couple months. And then I've done a couple of specials, like, in the middle of months.
Right, right.
But, yeah, generally, a little over 2 years, I think.
Cool, right.
Yeah. And so I started a new one that's not music related, although I do use some music in it.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of fit the music to each story.
Yeah, on public radio style.
Yeah,
I try
yeah.
to like fade in and out. I enjoy that. I've enjoyed the editing process more than the actual recording process.
Okay. Right.
Just kind of working with that. I've never done anything like that before. Any kind of intensive post production.
I'll tell you what. I tried it at the very beginning, and I just abandoned it immediately.
Really?
For some reason, I couldn't wrap my head around it.
It takes a lot of time to cut and fade in and out. But yeah, so it's called just the OWTK Radio Show. And I'm taking only three episodes in, and I try to do it every 2 weeks.
Right.
I'm not holding myself to that, but I need to actually produce interesting content worth. So what I do, I take stories that I've published and sort of perform them.
Yeah, yeah.
Dramatically, in a variety of accents.
No, he wears costumes.
I do. I'm costumed. It's a costumed audio performance.
Right.
And so, yeah, each episode has had three stories on it so far. And yeah, they're about 20 minutes each. It's really fun to do.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody's doing something like that. Honestly, I'm like, obviously, they're story podcasts. But
right,
as far as as far as bloggers, taking work they've already written.
Right, right.
And then just doing something, a different medium with it.
Why am I still
shivering? David Stanton.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Devil.
Well, he's a voiceover guy,
too,
right?
Well, yeah, he had thrown out the idea of taking posts that we've written.
Oh, and him doing it.
And him doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
For us.
Right.
I haven't sent him anything yet.
Yeah, man.
But, I mean, actually, I think it would be funny if we kind of do what you do, take, like, one of the posts we've written,
right.
Like, and go, like, back and forth. Like, if we have something with, like, a dialogue in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, where we're quoting. Like the one that I just did this week with the Tyrant post.
Yeah.
And where I quote what Sophia's screaming, just have like, I'll do that or you'll do that in character.
Just in the background.
Yes. And fall on the floor.
And I'll look around. It's method acting. We're a nice group of podcasting method actors.
Yes. I think I just buzzed that conversation.
What's it?
I just buzzed that conversation.
I don't even know what that means.
My link dropped.
I pulled
a Buzz Bishop in all of this.
Don't make the Buzz angry.
So you just did episode 3.
I did.
And one of the things you talked about was Dad 2.0.
That's right.
Which is nearly upon us.
February.
It's wintertime, and February is coming up fast. Obviously, we will unfortunately not be able to go. Are you doing it again?
I'll be there. I'll be there. We're making a family vacation. You know, I like to travel, so we're making a family vacation of it a week beforehand.
Nice. Nice.
We've never been to San Francisco, so we're like, hey, why don't... The flights were decent enough price.
Yeah.
So I think we have some points or something to use.
Nice.
You just racked up a whole bunch of points. Yeah, we racked up a whole bunch of points traveling to Hawaii and New Orleans and other places.
Time out for a second.
Double time out, because you should know by now you can't sit away from the microphone.
I'm sorry.
When you wanna...
I'm sorry. Time out for a second.
Okay.
Hawaii. Toyota.
Right.
Oh, what? Yeah. 2015 Sienna?
Just tell us how that happened, and then we'll get back on the Dad 2.0, because I would have lost my train of thought.
Okay. So, last summer, the story starts, kids, way back when I was a boy in 2013. So,
I was a wee lad.
I was a wee lad of 37. And so there was a Toyota event happening in Western Pennsylvania. and someone in the dad, and I feel so bad. I think it was Aaron Gouveia.
Okay.
Some, like, did me a solid and threw my name out there to the Toyota people, and I got this invite to this event. And then it was great. It was really, really cool. It was for the Tundra. And then while I was out there, I learned of a Sienna event a few weeks later in Vegas. And asked somebody, it was with a different PR firm, so it wasn't the people that I was interacting with out there at the Tundra event. And they, somebody put my name in that pot, and I was invited out to Vegas with a bunch of that, with Aaron and Oren and Fred from Mocha Dad and a couple other guys, John Willie. Awesome. And it was amazing. And then I just really, while I was out there, I just really struck up a kinship with the Toyota people. And this, one of them happens to be, the PR people happens to be from Coatesville.
Okay.
Grew up there. And so I live like two towns down from Coatesville. And we, for the past year, we've been sharing pictures of our kids and just like interacting like as not as two normal people, not me like trying to stay on the radar or anything.
Right, yeah.
And then this thing, I got this email. I'm at Home Depot meeting Chris Bernholt. We're doing this this Weave Media Rubbermaid campaign together. So we meet there, which can, coincidentally, just to totally go off track, Chris's kids are convinced that I live at Home Depot somehow. I don't know why. Nice. I mean, I was wearing an orange apron when we were doing it and asked him if I could help them. But no, so I get in my car and before I drive off, I check my email because I'm a compulsive email checker.
Yeah.
And it's like, aloha, Jeff. We'd like to invite you to the Toyota press event in Hawaii, on the Big Island of Hawaii. I'm like, I like made it. You know, I zoom. I'm like made it bigger. I'm like, what? And then I try to call like my parents. And nobody's picking up the phone. I'm like, I got to tell somebody about this. And so yeah, they. It turned out I didn't know who was going, so I kind of kept it hush hush. Because I didn't want to cause any sort of rifts in the dad blogger group. You know, I'm not a hoarder. Like, I'll share opportunities with anybody. But this, I was like, holy crap. I don't want everybody to go
this is
bonkers. Yeah. And because the Vegas one was a bunch of dads. I'm like, there could be. Maybe there's other guys. Nobody's talking about it.
Do you need another water?
I would love another water. Thank you.
And chocolate milk.
No, I'm good. And so when I got there, there were only four other families. And they picked four people, flew all of us and our families out to the Big Island of Hawaii for a very exhausting weekend. That's a long way to go for a weekend.
Nice.
It was incredible. The Big Island of Hawaii is so... I've never been there to Hawaii. Yeah. And I never even wanted to go. It was one of those places. I'm like, I'd rather go to New Zealand. I'd rather just keep going.
Yeah.
And go to New Zealand. Right. Thank you. And the Big Island, it's like, it's all, there's, I expected like wild orchids and people just to be hooling around everywhere. And it was just all like volcanic rock. I mean, it looked like I was on the moon. It was such a strange, it was really, really, really interesting to see. And the Toyota and the Sienna is pretty wicked cool. Right?
Yeah. They give you one to drive around while you're
there. We had one for a few excursions. We were doing like to a seahorse farm and went to a helicopter. They did us a helicopter ride over the coast and never been in a helicopter before. Yeah, they treated me so incredibly nicely.
That is insane.
we'll get there someday, man.
No, we won't.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
I mean, they're the only car company that knows I exist. I started, you know, after the Tundra thing, I started, I'm like, I guess I should write about cars now.
Well, I actually started, like, trying to ask around a little bit. Like, I have friends who work for a Honda dealership here and there, and, like, another friend who works at a Ford dealership, because I've been thinking about doing this, kind of like a Top Gear-style car review of...
Okay.
But from a parenting perspective, and everybody kind of looks at it like, oh, that's neat.
Like, which interior cars clean up the easiest after a kid projectile throw?
Yeah. Which,
that's valuable information.
So far...
Car driver's not giving you that kind of detail.
No, not at all.
Those hacks.
So far, the leader in that category is my... my brother's... He's got a 2007 Honda Element right now. and he just so happened to pick up one used that's got the all-weather interior.
Oh, yeah.
Which means it's
all-weather code for, like, vomit.
Plastic shelf that is the floor, you know, that you can take out and hose off and put back in the car, you know. So that's nice. But, you know, I've been trying to, like, kind of put feelers out there, hand business cards to people.
Well, did you see what John Willie did of Daddy in Charge up in North Jersey? He pitched a story idea to his local Ford dealership. So he doesn't have a relationship with Ford that I know of.
Right.
Just his local dealership. He went on a road trip, Midwestern, like, baseball road trip,
that's,
I think.
Right.
I remember him going. And he had, like, a car magnet made up with his hat, with a hashtag,
that's
like,
cool,
with the car dealership. And they gave him a car to use for that weekend. And he did that. And it was, you know, just in this, you know, the blogging world, I'm sort of living proof of it. Number one, you don't have to be, like, have a huge audience.
Right.
And you just, it doesn't hurt to be nice and to just ask.
Yeah.
Because people are going to say yes more often than not. It's a weird, weird world.
Okay. I think that's kind of a thing
soon,
we have to get over.
Soon we're going to pitch Microsoft.
Because
we're totally getting a Surface to do use for the show.
You should. Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's what I would like to do.
What's funny is, like, that's funny to joke about, but it's, that could legitimately happen tomorrow. Like, you could just find a press contact. You've got a podcast. You need a new gear. Show them the picture of your footprint screen.
Right.
And a new Surface could be there within a week. Like, honestly. So I take pictures with Samsung.
That's right. Yeah, the
I work
image
with
logger.
Yeah. And they licensed one of I want to say my photographs, but it's one of the, I've taken about, I don't know, 10,000 pictures.
Oh, cool.
Me.
Who's here?
Extremely hot.
Okay, thank you.
Quick break for food or whatever.
Can you grab
and the egg roll.
Double dirty.
Wow, sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Do you guys see anything? Jelly or butter or anything?
No, doing good.
I think we're good. Awesome.
You can take this plate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
So, yeah, anyway.
So, they, I've been working on for almost a year now, four different camera campaigns, and I've taken, I don't know, 15,000 pictures in the past year or something. My wife has taken about 10, one of which they licensed to be in a print ad for their camera.
I saw you posted that, yeah, that's awesome.
And what's funny is, so there's a long way to say what I'm trying to say, but she's got bright red hair, natural, she's an Irish girl, and got bright red hair, and it's a selfie. This NX Mini, Samsung NX Mini, is billed as the selfie camera.
Right.
Because you just, it's a little camera you stick in your pocket. You flip the flip screen up, and it just turns itself on, and it's ready to go. You don't have to power it up or anything.
Nice.
And it turned on, like, in a snap. I'm not being paid to talk about the NX Mini. I should just say that. But anyway, so it's in print, and I half joke, I say, you know, should I get you an agent now or something? Because I could legitimately see some other brand seeing this redhead girl with this great smile and be like, I want her for something, like shampoo, whatever, you know? And I'm like, I'm half joking, I'm half like, that could legitimately happen. This world is so funny and crazy once a tiny snowball gets going, where it ends up. And so, to get back to, like, your needs, a car or some sort of device to do what you do, just put it out there, man.
I think one of the things...
All right, I'm doing it tomorrow.
You're doing it tomorrow?
Or tonight.
I bet we know somebody who knows some. Well, I mean, Surface was one of the sponsors of Dad's Bruno last year. So
that's right. Yeah,
we know, I mean, Doug, we know people that, with the other people that work with XY Media who put on, know people at Surface. So that, can the 6 degrees of blog in the blogging world... There's always somebody who knows somebody.
I think to a certain extent, it's all about confidence.
Yes.
Yeah. So I kind of have to, I don't know about you, but I kind of have to kind of, like, take a step back and kind of look at the body of work that we have going on and be confident in that I can, you know, basically make a promise and deliver.
Yeah, no, I mean, delivering is a big thing, and holding up to that, and delivering good content. But it's, you know, it's not too difficult. And I pitched this as an idea to speak at that 2.0 this year. I don't know if they're going to do it, but...
That's right, yeah.
I'm, pitched I'm it as an idea of, like, simple little ways that, you know, smaller bloggers can have opportunities and kind of, like, spread your wings. And confidence is a big one, but, you know, just showing up. And I, in one of the posts I recently wrote... And I think it was in episode 2. I think I performed that one, too. Like Modern Men Meeting for Dinner, it was
yes.
called.
Yeah.
It's like giving a shit is half the battle. Like, right. It sets just that personality trait will set you apart from 90% of the world.
Right.
Just caring and being passionate about what you're doing. And brands and people and audiences will pick up on that. Because it does make you stand out pretty easily.
Yeah.
I think we do a pretty good job of caring and showing up and doing things.
Well, that's what I think, like, you guys could have really good luck just putting yourself out there and asking for things to grow the business. And
I mean, you know, I look at us and I'm like, we're just two dudes hanging out, just, you know, shooting the crap on
having breakfast on Sundays and talking into a microphone, yeah.
And making
getting weird looks from the people
from
sitting around.
Yeah. And sometimes each other. Yeah. Huh. This is how it works.
We'll always each other. Always.
So I'm eating something called a potato bomb, and it's
potato
really
bomb.
Good.
Yeah, you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I got the specialty dirty egg roll with the jalapeno ketchup.
Yeah, that looks good.
Mr. Cornbread over here.
I am. Well, I had pancakes.
Well, I don't blame you. Because all the bread is... except for the toast, I think, is all handmade.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a bowl of cereal 4 hours ago. This is like, I'm like a hobbit. This is second breakfast for me.
What about 11sies? Afternoon tea? But,
bowl of cereal.
So something I was thinking about the other
Frosted
day.
Frosted
Flakes. Something that I was thinking about the other day, I was putting together a post, and I wanted to ask it actually of the both of you, because you've both been blogging longer than I have. You know, about experiences with your kids and things that have happened with the kids, stuff like that. Does writing about any kind of event or anything that happens kind of, I guess, make you feel more connected to that situation, I guess? Because, you know, so something happens, like the other day, Emma busted her face off the couch. So it was a couple hours later, and all the blood was cleaned up, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about it, trying to write about it, and it's almost like I'm giving some extra thought time to what happened earlier, and it's almost like I'm thinking, like, each post I do about something that happens in Emma's life is me giving a little more thought or thought process than somebody normally would to that type of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I mean, as long as if your voice is strong enough where you're not just book reporting the thing, you're not just describing play by play, but if you're actually reflecting and putting it in context of something else, something grander, your own childhood, you're bringing up experiences that might not seem relevant on the surface, but in your, there was some sort of synapse in your brain where you're connecting things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, that's one of the great things about being a writer and blogging is taking everyday instances in your current life and just letting them steep in your brain and see where it goes. I don't know, like, as far as what you said, does it bring you closer to the action or the event? I don't know, something closer and far, and both and far away at the same time, if that makes sense. Like,
because
you can sort of step back.
You can see, like, a high level.
Yeah. View like an out of body type of thing of, like, what happened and how it fits in a grander arc of life.
In a lot of ways, it's like you can kind of see, I don't want to say, like, the advancement, but kind of, like, you know, you take a couple of those kinds of stories, you know, in an arc, and you kind of see it. So she's going from here to here to here to here, you know, and you have that all recorded, and whether or not it brings you closer, it's, you may forget it, you know, like,
next week you may forget exactly what happened, but it's there.
Right, right.
You know, I'll go back to my post for my first couple months of writing, which is, you know, 3.5 years ago, and right now, like, off the top of my head, no idea what I wrote about. And then I could go back, and I'm like, I totally forgot that that happened.
Right.
But it's there. And at least for me, that's why I started.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be able to record that stuff and have the memories of the stupid little things and the awesome things and the really, really, really messy things.
I'll tell you what, it was pretty messy. Her face connected with the corner of that couch, and she turned around and, you know, obviously upset, but then she stuck her hand in her mouth and wiped it across her cheek, and there was just this huge smear of blood going from her mouth to her ears.
Ah!
Yeah.
But like that Dad 2.0 post that you made reference to earlier. Like,
right.
You know, I tend to not go back and there'll probably be a day where I do it, but I tend to not go back and read a lot of my old stuff. I mean, a lot of it's because I'm writing so much and freelancing, like, I just don't have the time to.
Right.
And some of it I cringe at the way I used to write, the way I used to turn a phrase or not turn a phrase. But, I went back to that one. That was just from February, so was it 8 months ago?
Right.
And so I can see it, and, like, it's very personal, and it's about being with guys like you and people that I've met on this journey, and how that dovetails to the chasm between my own brothers, actual blood brothers, and performed it, and it took on a whole new life, because things have changed a lot in the last 8 months. I've gotten closer to a lot of my fellow dad bloggers since then, and gotten further away from my own family since then. And
wow.
So it's even more true. And that's the beautiful thing about doing what we do, is not just doing it in the moment and feeling something different because you're reflecting a couple hours or a couple days later, but then having the benefit of time to go back and be like, wow, that really was a turning point.
Right.
That really was something. And then looking at how that how things have changed in the next year, 10 years, or whatever. I look forward to it someday, going back and actually, like, when my kids are grown ups, and going back and actually seeing all that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And all the stuff we did together.
You used to think this? Really? No. I can't believe you put me on the internet.
Yeah. I expect some of that.
I'm suing you.
I fully expect the photo that I did for my last post
the
to
tyrant.
Come back to everyone.
That's a great photo.
Like, one day that's going to come back and haunt me, and I know it. Like, I mean, you know, I've put up, you know, just versus regular photos of her, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, photoshopping her into a thing that says tyrant.
She looks pretty tyrannical. Let me tell you.
No, or it's just like foreboding for her teenage years, which I'm so dreading.
Don't dread them.
She thinks she's the boss when she's 3. I just can't wait till she's, you know, 16.
Right. Well, that kind of is, that kind of brings me back to what I was talking about before about, you know, reflecting on things that happen and connecting with them a little bit more, because my thought process for the post was, so how many times as a teenager have I knocked my head on something, bled a little bit, but was just able to kind of carry on?
Right.
And how will she take that sort of thing, you know? Like, what kind of... and then it started to become like a whole, like, what kind of woman will she develop into? Then I just had to close the laptop and walk away for a second.
She's one.
I know. Yeah. That's crazy.
It is fun to think about that stuff, though. Like, well, I believe, I mean, it is strange because one is young, but I'm a big believer of, like, everything mattering. Like, every little tick or dash moving you on a path. I mean, it might be so slight,
yeah.
But that, you know, I look back
in my life and all the things, all the weird random things that have completely changed my life, have changed the direction of my life, that I could, you know, 5 seconds later, 30 seconds sooner, never happen, and I don't know who I'd be or where I'd be, how I met my wife, how I became a music lover.
Right.
And it all was like, you know, and everybody's got that story. So, I mean, one, it's a little young to think like that, but you never know. To try to think, like, is something that, what are the things that throughout somebody's timeline are going to stick with them and really profoundly define who they are 10 years later?
Right. So one day she'll get hit in the face with a dodgeball and think, Daddy.
Exactly.
Is that because you're planning on throwing dodgeballs at her?
Right, yeah, yeah. Training. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Sarah, why are you throwing wrenches at your daughter? It's none of your business. It's training.
Training for the end times.
I learned it from watching Adrian Peterson. Too right. soon?
Way too soon.
That was,
oh my goodness.
That was horrible.
And with that, we'll do our usual plug here. You can follow Jeff on Twitter at OWTK. And as always, the Out With The Kids podcast, the Kids Music Monthly, and the radio show.
Yeah, if you just search either iTunes or your I'm a Droid users or your favorite podcast provider,
right.
If you just search OWTK, both should be the only things that actually show up. I've cornered the market on OWTK.
Right. Which curses for my Twitter handle, because I was going to try and turn it into DOTM, but somebody's sitting on it.
Oh, really?
They haven't used it since 2007.
Aww.
And they only tweeted twice. And they were both advertisements. So I'm about to, like, get on the phone with somebody at Twitter and be like, hey, gimme.
Oh, wow.
But till then, you can follow me at Dad on the Mic. And you, sir?
You can follow me at Brownie_22. I should probably change that.
At some point.
No. I'm not going to.
But you can follow both of us at PBDadcast. And as always, go to the poppinbottlesdadcast.com.
And I did just tweet out a picture of this lovely podcasting clock.
You gotta see it. It's awesome. With a lovely photograph taken by I can't remember who.
I think you took that one.
Did I take that one?
I think you took it.
I'll take credit.
We were in my basement.
Right.
With a camera.
Right.
And baby
and
bottles.
And a teddy bear.
And a giant teddy bear.
There you go.
Okay. All right, look.
Welcome to Poppin' Bottles After Hours.
The Poppin' Bottles After Show? I don't know about that.
We'll call it just like Hurt and Ryan would have a problem.
Right. I was about to just start singing their theme song.
After the show, it's the after party. After the party, it's the hotel lobby.
You know what I actually want to hear? Is I want to hear Ryan and Art cover that.
Oh, man.
And have it become their new...
Well, Life of Dodge is all about the cover, doing the cover song.
Oh, yeah. That'd be excellent.
I know.
Those guys are great. I've been so digging, like, into the vaults of their of everything they produce. It's incredible. Art Eddy is incredible.
He is.
Like, his interviews are so good. And the past two...
And the people, too.
Yeah. Well, Tommy... Yeah. Him and Tommy are great.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's incredible. Ryan's the guy I met. I so advocate trying to go to anybody trying to go to Dad 2.0. So when in Houston 2 years ago, or I guess two Dad 2.0s ago, was last.
Is that the February, first one?
No, the second. The first one was in Austin. I didn't go.
Okay.
The second one was in February 2013. Was in Houston, and I went. And you know, I didn't know anyone really. I mean, that seems like 100 years ago at this point.
Right,
now,
yeah.
But it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was last February. It was 2 Februarys ago. And I had won. Jamba Juice was giving out an iPad mini.
Nice.
Like, you tweet stuff or whatever. And so I'm sitting in the... I did that. And then I'm sitting in the conference listening. And I get a tweet thing, a direct message. Like, hey, come back to the Jamba Juice table. You won something. I was like, oh, cool. So I go back and go get it. And this tall, handsome, dreadlock black dude standing there who's taller than me. Like, not too many guys. Chris Bernholm and him, I think, are the only two guys that are taller than me. And he's talking to the lady from Jamba Juice, and I'm standing there, and I won. And we start talking. It turns out he went to Penn, and I'm from outside Philly, of course. And we're talking about music, and I start somehow talking about, you know, being the kid's music guy.
Right.
From a dad blogger standpoint. He just, like, falls in love with the idea, and we start chatting and hit it off. And then later on...
No, I'm good. You want
mine? No, I'm good. I'm still working.
Cool. Take your time. Do you want more coffee?
More water. Yeah, thank you.
I am good. Thank you.
And then later in the hotel lobby, we were talking. I meet the rest of the crew that was there. Patrick Quinn and I think Tommy was there.
P. Quinn.
And just that was my introduction. And that's one of those random things, too. Like, I mean, if I didn't win that iPad, that interaction was way more valuable than an iPad Mini.
Yeah,
I didn't
know
it at the time. And my youngest daughter, who claims that iPad Mini, would disagree. But, I mean, just getting into that family, which all started on that random occurrence.
Right.
It's amazing. And so, like, just the stuff that happens at Dad 2.0, the random stuff. And
I can imagine.
The next year in New Orleans, just, like, really kind of, like, meeting Witt and Jim Higley.
Right.
Not for the first time, but, like, just strengthening the relationships.
Members of the Mount Rushmore of dad bloggers.
They are. People I totally look up to from a writing standpoint,
absolutely,
a storytelling standpoint. And, like, just spending time with those guys. And the I mean, there's been economic benefits to that in the last 8 months, but just the friendships.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have been incredible. You can't really put a price tag. It's hard to quantify the value of being there.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you don't know, it's different for every guy. But I'm like a testament to, I've gone to two, and my life is, my personal and work life, if you call this work, which I laugh when I do.
Right.
But I do this full time, has been profoundly different because of those experiences.
Doug,
do you hear that?
Please let us go.
What I think it's funny, it's with just the life of that guys. I mean, obviously you met them, we've never in person.
We've
Skyped with them.
I just met Art for the first time in New York a couple weeks ago.
I love Art.
He's awesome.
I love seeing the pictures of Art rocking his
high tops
all the time, because it's just like I see Art and I'm like, I just, you know, regular everyday guy.
Yeah.
And I see it go down to the bottom and he's got the high tops on and I'm like, I love it. It's like that. That's art.
He loves his sneaks.
I know. But, like, we started this, and we knew nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my best friends from college had heard of Life of Dad. He was like, have you heard of these? Get this site? I was like, none. Never, know nothing about it. He said, they have podcasts on there. You should, you know, reach out to them to see if you'd like get yours on there. He's like, they just have a bunch on there. So
right.
I just shot an email. It was like, you're interested in blogging with us or having your podcast on here. So I just happened to shoot an email. And I think simultaneously, well, I think we had, like, tweeted at them.
Okay.
Like,
right.
That we, like, to check out the site, just kind of, like, randomly, just pitching it with that. And then they found the podcast and then saw my email, and it all just kind of came together. And that's, you know, not even a year ago.
Yeah.
And now we know all you guys. They, like, Ryan, like, pulled us into the Dad Podcasters group.
Oh, cool.
And then put us in the Dad Bloggers group. I was like, what?
And then through the Dad Bloggers group, I remember that one Twitter party. I saw San Francisco Dad's group, and I saw New York Dad's group, and I was like, hey, is there a Philly Dad's group? And then Chris Bernholz turned in.
Oh, okay.
And so that's how that'll...
Well, when, yeah. I think the first conversation we ever had with Ryan, I think the first time we were... Was it we had him on the show? I think when we had him on the show the first time.
Yeah.
And he was talking
about...
food around Philly, yeah.
Yeah.
But he had brought up your podcast, and we talked about you, and I was like, I don't know who that is.
Right, that's right, yeah.
And then, so, you know, it's just... You look back over...
I mean, I still don't know who you guys are.
Yeah.
I just sat down at this table.
That's right.
And I had this clock.
I had this what?
Clock.
We got a clock
time.
And a rooster on the wall.
Yeah.
Rooster.
The L in clock is very important to pronounce.
Right. Okay, now you're breaking stuff. All right.
It's what I do.
Carefully.
It's what I do.
So yeah, and Life of Dad, actually, so we started posting our podcast on there, and I think it was it Ryan who said, hey, you should blog with us too?
Yeah, and I had already sent the email about,
right.
Yeah, trying to do that.
And then, and that's what started my blog. I've never blogged before in my life. Maybe once, just because I wanted to give it a shot.
You started writing for them?
Yeah. I started writing just, hey, I have a baby stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't on
hey, I have a baby.com?
Pretty much. Yeah. Nice. Copyright. Yeah. 2012. Yeah.
It's my favorite site of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I have a baby.com.
After the baby and food.
Actually, you know what? I actually want to look up and see if hey, I have a baby.com is
it's a great website.
I'm
going to
look it up right now. Because I
have a baby.
I feel like that would be something that Charlie and Andy would be on top of. I don't know why.
Nope.
How about how to have a baby.com?
Right.
That's I would not look that up in public. That's like something you like look up when you're in high school.
Yeah.
Like in the library, and they're like, sir. You need to go to the principal's office. What? I have no idea.
See, when I was in high school, they didn't have computers. I'm a lot older than you boys.
That's because you hung out with Moses.
I guess. We had tablets. The original tablets.
Not the original tablets.
Touchscreen. It was touchscreen. You had to touch it with a hammer.
So, any last words for us?
That seems awful.
What's going to happen next?
Well, breakfast's over.
We have some cement shoes.
I still have a body of water that I should be aware of.
There's the Manitoba Creek.
Right.
That floods.
Right.
There's the Schuylkill.
That floods.
You can float all the way down to Philly.
Nice.
I wouldn't.
Last words. Last words. that's a lot of pressure, man. You want to go out on a high note?
Yeah, we can go on a bang, you know. Well,
again with the murder reference, the murder references.
I'm
really good at this stuff.
I got nothing. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for coming, and we'll definitely have you on again.
Sure.
I look forward to more from the OWTK radio show.
Thank you.
It's really great.
Thank you very much for listening earlier.
Hearing you talk about your Dad 2.0 experience is great.
Yeah, which is why we need to go.
Right. Don't force things, God.
Everything.
Maybe if you guys stop spending your money on dirty egg rolls, you never know.
Okay, look.
Something called dirty egg roll.
I love my dirty egg roll.
Next to your rooster and your dirty egg roll.
You having issues with the...
Nah, I'm just making sure we're...
Did you step on it again? You didn't step on it.
I didn't step on it again.
I thought you were connected to the internet.
Anybody
did
who...
Did we go over? That's 42.
Yeah, no, we're good. Anybody out there who knows somebody who can get me a Surface 2, I'd really appreciate it. With tears.
I will send the pitch. I'll shoot whip a message.
Don't shoot whip. Okay?
Message.
Okay.
In a bottle.
It's clarifying. Message in a bottle. Couldn't help it.
That's it for this week.
For the Bottle Bottles Dadcast, I'm Ben.
I'm Nick. That's Jeff.
Jeff.
Bye-bye. Hello, goodbye.
Later, guys.
Bye.